6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda, couldas, and never was from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex. And for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to throw me off my rhythm. Okay. I know it's 2 days past the fact, or 2 days after the fact, or 3 days after the fact almost. I'm going to kick off with a New Year's set. One is a request. And then two that I always follow, one that I always play, and another one I got inspired. Be digging deep into my collection, cleaning stuff off. Hopefully, you'll be able to hear it, the music through the cracks and pops. Hey, you know, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are. I always ask this. Just go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Throw me a bone. Anyway, why don't we get on with it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford.
Follow. maybe we can get this thing started, huh?
From Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Mama set me on her knee. But let me tell you this.
Yeah.
6:15 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening of the first broadcast of this year, 2019. New back on the track, a band called The Exterminators. That's X-T-E-R-M-I-N-A-T-O-R-S. And their track, Extermination, X-T-E-R-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Originally released in the Century Custom Recording Service in 1964, I got off the compilation Strum and Mental Part 3. Just heard Kathy Saint and Big Bad World, the track originally released on the Daisy label 1963. I got out of the One Kiss Can Lead to Another, the girl group sound Lost and Found box set, disc one. Came out in 2005 on Rhino. Before that, my customary first track of every new broadcast of the whatever year it might be, Max Frost and the Troopers and Shapes of Things to Come, 1968 on the Tower label. Yardbirds before that and Shapes of Things, 1966 on Epic, and then by request, George Harrison from the Dark Horse LP, Ding Dong Ding Dong, 1974 on Apple. But anyway, just going to have a two-hour show tonight. I was up late last night, and I'm beat. I hope you understand, though. You know, it doesn't matter if you do, you know, you do, you don't, whatever. I'm here for 2 hours, I'm going home. You know? Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
I'm Joe Lacy. And I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on The Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Are my methods unsound?
6:34 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah. Anyway, just heard James Brown and the Famous Flames from 1963 on the King label and Prisoner of Love. Before that, the Snails, who've been comped a couple of times, or their music has been comped a couple of times on various issues of Back from the Grave, various volumes of Back from the Grave. This particular one was from the Back from the Grave Volume 7. Came out in 1988 on Crypt, and the Snails' Love Theme, originally released on Perfection Sound Studios in 1966. And Len Barry, of the 1-2-3 Len Barrys, like Taking Candy from a Baby. He took Roy Head's song and covered it. Treat Her Right from the 1-2-3 LP. Came out in 1965 on Decca. Lou Christie from the Painter of Hits LP came out in 1966 on MGM. And Hollywood's My Stop. Then we kicked off the set with Helen Shapiro. And Tell Me What He Said came out in 1962 on Capitol in this country. Not so sure it went anywhere. She did record in Nashville. And I do believe she toured Canada, but not the United States. And she still performs to this day. Yeah, she was actually only about 14, between the ages of 14 and 17. Fun fact, the guitarist in her first little band where she was a vocalist was none other than Mark Feld, a.k.a. Mark Bolan. Think about that for a while. He's out of Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
wishing so bad. I'm gonna walk a long, lonely mile. Each step I take, I'll be sad.
How you gonna feel, baby? How you gonna feel, baby? What you gonna do? How you gonna feel? What you gonna do without me? You wear a lost and wandering sheep. There's no place that you could go home. But I took you in and out of the cold. And now you think you're gonna make it alone.
What you gonna do, baby? How you gonna feel, baby? What you gonna do, how you gonna feel? What you gonna do without me? Maybe I live and again I might die. Won't make a bit of difference, I know. You might just laugh when you say goodbye about breaking up inside of your soul.
What you gonna do, baby? How you gonna feel, baby? What you gonna do, how you gonna feel? What you gonna do?
Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
6:48 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Backing me up, the backing track for the month of January 2019, are the Exterminators with Extermination from the compilation Strum and Mental, Part 3. Anyway, you just heard the Cavemen, a track called All About Love. Yeah, I know, Mike, they're from Rochester. Originally released on Capital Star Artist in 1966, I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, New York in the 60s, Volume 2. Came out in 2002 on Gear Fab. For that, Jason Eddy and the Cinnamon. And What You Gonna Do, Baby? From the compilation, Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop. Came out in 2002 on Castle. Originally released on the Parlophone label in the UK in 1965. For that, Shirley and Company with the instrumental flip of Shame, 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 came out in 1974 on Vibration. It was a Sylvia Robinson production. Then we started off with a band called The Clockwork Orange on the Creole label, 1967, and Do Me Right Now, or Do Me Right Now. Got off the compilation, Pebbles Volume 12. Came out in 83 on AIP. Anyway, this next set's going to take us... this next set will take us past Point of No Return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. I hope you're digging it. If you're not, get your own show. The general interest meeting coming up at the beginning of February, I think. Anyway, these are the Desperate Hours.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesome